Hello and a warm welcome to the NLN podcast. The NLN is the Nordic Leadership Network. We're a team of seven leaders, coaches, facilitators and speakers. We help develop the leaders of today and tomorrow. We challenge teams to achieve high performance. We help companies to implement strategy and get stuff done so they can flourish and grow.
So, hey guys, welcome back. So we are now processing what we've learned through season one, and this is a second bonus episode. I noticed that we ended our guest series with Hans-Petter Seefan from the Nordic Business Forum, and we had a really rich conversation with him, and we found out who his favorite speaker was of all time, what Jim Collins told him over a cup of tea, what he learned from Jack Welch. I mean, this is an amazing story that we got out of Hans-Petter, but it's also, if you think from the beginning of our podcasting, where we were just having a chat amongst ourselves, about how to stay close when we're distant. It's been quite a ride. So I'd like to ask you guys, why do we do this? What's the background to our podcasting?
Why did we do this? It's another way for us to learn. It was another way for us to connect and work together. And it's just been really exciting for me to learn some new skills and work very closely with you two, which has been great fun. And I think us three have been thinking about this idea, this platform, for quite a few months now. So long before we started in March 2020, maybe 6 months before that, we first started to discuss it. You know, wouldn't it be fun if we did this? And incidentally, that is such an underrated thing, fun. And I want to underline that. You know, one of the reasons we started doing this was because we thought it would be fun, and it's a kind of a learning process. So we were talking about this in the back end of 2019, and we were busy. We never maybe had the chance to kickstart it at that point. And then all of a sudden, 2020 hits, and the global pandemic hits, and everyone's on lockdown, and everyone's working from home. And almost instantly we said, okay, let's do it. So we had a few ideas in place. We had a few thoughts. We weren't sure how to execute it, but we just did it. And that's where we started in February, March 2020. Stefano, what's your take of that? What's your memories of how we started this thing?
Yeah, as I said, I remember us being in a cafe somewhere in Helsinki discussing about this. And then I remember us even putting down in some meeting minutes at some point in some meetings we had. But as you said, we would have probably never done it if it wasn't for the fact that suddenly we were stuck at home and maybe felt a bit lonely and lost. And this was a way, just to answer the question from David, why we started doing this. This was a way for us to feel connection that we had lost because these kind of conversations where you really go deep into something and you think about a bit broader perspectives. It's not easy to have them, and once you have them, you, on top of having fun, you feel very fulfilled. So that was one of the reasons. And then I think the second reason why I started doing this is that I believe there is a need that to kind of discuss about leadership more and more, and it's an underrepresented discussion in the public. So we should really, I believe one of the other reasons is that I think we had something to say about it. We had the right skills, we had the right connections, we had the right know-how to really bring this discussion to the surface and help our listeners to reflect on things that otherwise might be just in a corner of their brain and never really touched. or rarely touch the list. So that's the couple of reasons why I think I started doing this. And of course, you know, great pleasure to work with you and getting to know you better and having fun, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's right. That's a good point. We knew each other, I think, quite well before we started this, but we really know each other now, don't we?
Exactly.
What's the kind of worst thing about working with David, Stefano? What's been the biggest shock?
The British accent is the worst thing for me. Yes.
The British accent.
I'm British. I don't have an accent. I started doing this, thanks for asking.
That's the other thing that David does.
Yeah, he's very sensitive, isn't he? All right, David, how was it for you?
I started doing it because it was a bullet point on the 8th of January meeting, and it's mandated. Don't you read our bullet points after the minutes after our meetings. Maybe we could talk a little bit about learning and what we've actually learned. In the previous episode, we talked a little bit about what we've learned from our guests. What have we learned about ourselves and each other during this process? One thing that has been a really good learning for me is how to facilitate a conversation and getting the balance right between being scripted and it being a natural, free-flowing conversation. I think that we've done that better and better as we've gone along. What do you think, either of you guys? How has that process emerged? Because we have quite a good process now, I think, in our casting around the topics and the script. And how do you see that?
I think we started that we didn't know anything, and we were really open to each other about it. At the beginning, it was a bit clumsy, maybe a bit, there was some friction. But then we started learning, as you said, probably how to ask the right questions in the right way and how to give the space and freedom to our guests and to each other to speak and to really reflect. And one thing which I really appreciated in this 19 or 20 episodes that we have done is that we have managed to go from very deep into the questions, into the topics we have touched very quickly. So it's I think quite amazing how in 20, 25 minutes we managed to have our guests feel at home, comfortable, but also drill down very, very deeply into the topics that we set for ourselves. Mm. So that is definitely something we have learned. On top of all the mechanics of producing a podcast, editing a podcast, publishing a podcast, advertising, and all of that. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think we've stumbled upon a really nice process for how we prepare our guests. So we have a specific way of setting up each session. And of course, it's a secret. But I think we've done really well in terms of warming our guests up, getting them to feel comfortable so they can turn up and play. And this striking the balance between scripted and natural is something that I think we're improving all the time. But it's nice, I think, there's also a really nice script strategy that we have as well. So for each session, there's a specific way that we do it, which I'm really grateful for. And I think you two take enormous credit for that. And then also having the ability to just step off that script as well. So to have a script, to trust it, but to just be willing to step off and just gauge where this guest is going, or maybe where they want to go based on what they've said. So I think we've done that quite well.
So if I summarise what I've heard there, sorry to interrupt you, Nick, but you know that's part of my role, is humility, openness, learning attitude, giving space and freedom to each other, being well prepared, but also being really flexible and trusting one another. Which of those apply to me?
Absolute silence.
Silence. Yes.
I can't think of anything, Stefano.
Thanks, guys.
I think that as usual, you David, you keep us in check and make sure that we go through the through what we and me and, the, and Nick say we will do, and we never do.
Yeah. Well, that's my humility shining through there.
Exactly, David. You do it all. You do it all, and I think your English is very good.
It is. Yeah, I've practiced that for a long time. So we've learned some things about how we interact with ourselves and with our guests, and we've learned a few technical things along the way. What do you think that you've learned about yourself in this process? Nick, you're looking very dark over there.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about in the shadows there? What's been your...
Well, first of all, let me step out of the shadows. There we go. I suppose the thing that comes to mind is that I've learned that we can do it. So if you've got a rough plan, but you're not quite sure how to get there or do it properly, then just start it. Just start it. That's what I've learned, actually. Yeah. Just do it. We talked about it for, you know, since, you know, just after the summer 2019, and we sat on it for a bit, and then we just did it, and we can do it. So it's like the Nike slogan, just do it.
It reminds me the episode with Ville Simola and his motto, idea is king and execution is King Kong. So that was one nice episode.
It was. Listen.
And about me, David, I think that it's of course not the first time I speak in public, but in a way, this podcast, this speaking without the feedback of the audience, the sort of immediate feedback of the audience, it's a very different thing. What I have learned is yet another way how public speaking manifests itself through the recorded. So in that sense, I think that I have added one more dimension to the communication public speaking realm that I thought was possible. So yes, I learned that we can do it, and I learned that I, to be honest, I believe we are not that bad at doing this, and given the feedback we have received from the guests and from the audience as well, I think that feeling is shared. So, you know, speaking without an immediate feedback and getting good at that, and really also having the capability and capacity to get the guests at ease and relaxed and really talk to them with a smile on the face. It's something which I really appreciated of this journey. What about you, David? What have you learned about yourself?
Well, I've learned that, first of all, that maybe my listening skills are not as good as I thought they were, and they can always do with improving. So I admire from both of you how well you've been able to stay in the moment. Sometimes I've been a little bit too worried about, we said that we're going to ask this, we're going to ask that. But I think both of you have really paid attention to what's going on, and you've been listening and asked excellent questions. So that's one learning for me, is that my listening definitely can improve all the time. Something I haven't learned, I think, which I would like to, is how to make that change in your habits or behavior, or just do it, as Nick said, without a crisis, or, you know, how to really make the change in direction, or just start doing whatever it is that you've been putting off forever without an external kick up the ass to make you do it. So that's still on my list to do. But maybe the positive learning about myself around this is that I think I've been quite brave. I think we all have, but just to put yourself out there and just start doing this, and, you know, so yeah, okay, I'll learn something about the technical, the sound editing, and I can ask this person, ask that person. I think that we have pushed ourselves, and there's been some courage on show in this.
Yeah, and I agree.
Remember that podcast editor is a real job. So if
yeah,
everything else falls down,
yeah,
then you still have some possibility as a podcast editor.
Great. And I suppose the check is in the post, isn't it?
Yes. We still need to find a sponsor, by the way. So a call out to any of the potential sponsor for this podcast would be, very appreciated for a check for David.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning that we didn't ever have the chance to meet up and discuss this in person or sit around in the same studio, which is how most podcasts, kick off. And, we still haven't seen each other. So I think that's something as well. We did it under slightly tricky conditions. We had to think about the equipment that we were using, and we had to test a lot, and were challenged a lot by technology and, internet connections and so forth. And you two in particular, which I'm really grateful for and really admire. I love the way you've got hold of the post-production editing software tools. That's been something that I've really been grateful for, but at the same time, I've really shared your joy of progressing and learning new tools. And you do it so well. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, thanks. So anything else to add to the mix of what we've learned about ourselves, our guests?
Yeah, just one thing, David. I just wish, because when we record these, obviously we have the cameras on. I just wish you'd put some clothes on. So that's my wish for season two, please. Any comments on that?
No, there's a long silence while people are visualizing.
We should take a screenshot, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Let that one sink in.
Yeah, give a little space to our listeners to visualize for a moment.
Yeah. And Stefano, maybe cut down on the what you're drinking as well during the...
Absolutely, I will.
Place.
Yeah. But to be honest, I sound quite right, given what I've been drinking, right? So
yeah, I suppose it's been working. Yeah,
it's been working very well.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Carry on. But David, put some clothes on.
So, in summary, we have learned quite a lot around how to do a podcast from a standing start to having 20 episodes that have had more than 600 downloads. We've learned really how to facilitate a good conversation and prep our guests. But we've also learned quite a lot about collaboration and having courage to start and the humility and openness and learning attitude, I think, has been present throughout this.
And maybe if the listeners are interested, let us know. We can do an episode on how is our process going. Or a blog post or anything. So it would be interesting to get some feedback from the listeners as well.
Absolutely. And so get in touch with us on info@nordicleadershipnetwork.com. I'll check out our updates on LinkedIn specifically and other social media tools.
Very good. So thanks, guys. Is this the moment where I finally get to say it's a wrap?
Yeah, and maybe just another quote as well, David.
I'm all quoted out. I've shot all my quotes.
But maybe it's now the time to say it's a wrap, David.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Well said. Nice.
Read more enthusiasm, please.
Yeah, say it one more time.
It's a wrap.
I didn't think it was that bad. Say it again, like properly, like you mean it.
It's a wrap. Thank you, chaps. Thank you, chaps.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, listener. It's Stefano here. Since you got until here, we think that you might like the podcast. It would mean so much if you could leave us a 5-star review and share this with as many of your friends as possible. This will help us be discovered and spread the news. Can you just take 5 minutes and do that for us? Thank you.